All right, guys, what's up? It's 1 o'clock in the capital city. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, your home for the awesomest drunk radio ever. And I'm Josh, here to bring you booze on air. It's time for Mother's Milk, 2 hours of songs about drinking, and tonight's going to be weird. For one thing, it's the last show of the month, so that means we'll be playing Rum Doings, which is always delightful. But before then, I was throwing links to some bands that I like from the 80s and early 90s to a friend of mine and noticed that they're all considered part of this genre called Grebo, which is a really silly name for a band, or a genre, I guess, and doesn't really make any sense because the bands that are considered Grebo don't really have a lot in common with one another. Apparently, it was just the British music press defining them all by their fashion sense, which was half-shaved heads and dreadlocks and leather, which is cool for what it is, I guess. But anyways, yeah, Pop Elite itself, Carter USM, all these bands that I like a lot that I happened to be play last week, actually, and was looking up this week, I discovered we're all part of the scene I'd never heard of before. So tonight we're going to play a bunch of stuff from that scene. So it's going to be kind of scattershot because, like I said, there's not a lot that unifies them musically. But it's going to be fun anyways because it's British bands from the 80s and 90s. Hey. We're going to start it out with Gay Bikers on Acid. And the song's called Hair of Dog. And it's pretty cool. And then we're going to go somewhere else. I'm not really sure what.
Describe in single words. Only the good news that comes to your mind about your mother.
Mother? I'll tell you about my mother.
I'm the hair of the dog. There's a fetish in my mouth. Of course, because of the yelling. Do I really have to share? The cold in your shoulder. Someone's watching you. You've got to pay.
It's a sin to dive into the well of spirits. is Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
the fabulous Liberace doll, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Known as Liberace to his fans, Walter to his family, and Lee to his friends, Liberace became an iconic over-the-top musician and performer. Born in 1919, he learned piano at age 4, which later led to his stellar career of showmanship. His trademark was wearing lavishly sequined and rhinestone-studded costumes. Always performing at a grand piano with a candelabra, his hands displaying huge jewel-encrusted rings. In 1986, 1 year before Liberace's death, F&B Doll Corporation issued their doll, Liberace Mr. Showmanship. He stands 17 inches tall, is fully jointed, and made of vinyl with painted facial features and molded brown hair. The doll is dressed in loads of flamé, including silver pants, black cummerbund, and bow tie, and magnificent silver cape with stand-up collar. A letter from Liberace was included in the box, but no miniature candelabra. This Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Glenn Lash, in Philadelphia.
So, all right, so that was some Grebo for like 30 minutes. I hope that you did dig it. We started out with the Gay Bikers on Acid doing Hair of Dog. Those guys are interesting to me in that I knew one of the members from Pigface and some other stuff with Martin Atkins, the whole Invisible Records thing. Because Mary Biker, who was one of the co-founders of that band, has been on... a bunch of Pigface stuff, I think. At least a couple records. And, yeah. So that was the first time I'd heard anything by the band that gave him his name. His little Mary Biker name. After that, you heard Crazy Head with Down On You, Dragon City. And Susie's Party by The Bomb Party. And you might have noted that Crazy Head didn't really sound anything at all like the other two bands in that set. but did at least sound close enough to give some kind of continuity. After that, you heard Jesus Jones doing Nothing to Hold Me. Apparently, Jesus Jones was one of the few mainstream successful type bands to come out of or be associated with the Grebo scene. And then you heard two tracks from Pop Bleed Itself, because they're awesome. And apparently they are the quintessential Grebo band, despite the fact that they sound nothing at all like the first three Grebo bands that we heard. The two tracks from PWEI were Cape Connection and Home. That last track was Ned's Atomic Dustbin, and it was called Kill Your Television. Wow. Was I sideways to the mic that whole time? It's louder now than it was when I was like this. Okay. Word, Shaw. All right, so I got one more trio of songs from a Grebo band. Apparently, I didn't have as much stuff as I thought I did. I left a couple tracks at home. That's what being disorganized and doing things at the last minute will do to you. It'll make you awesome, like me. Here's three tracks from the Wonder Stuff. They're not necessarily the best, although I think all three of these tracks are kind of awesome in their own little way. But they had more tracks on an album I could find that mentioned drinking than any of the other bands. So you get to hear three by them, and they're pretty good. And amusingly, apparently, according to my roommate, who was obsessed with Nine Inch Nails, and therefore a font of trivia relating to Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor claims that among the worst tours/shows he's ever played were on a tour with the Wonder Stuff, because they hated the Wonder Stuff and didn't understand why they were on the same bill with the Wonder Stuff, and so they just got drunk and messed around through the entire tour. And that's funny to me, because Pop Will Eat Itself, which is another Grebo band, Trent Reznor actually claimed inspired him and influenced him a lot. So within this scene that apparently was defined solely by fashion, in which case the whole Wonder Stuff / Nine Inch Nails thing does kind of make sense, because if the Wonder Stuff also looked sort of dreadlocked and leathery, then I could see the comparison. Then it would make sense. But yeah, band he hated, band he admired and loved. Same scene. That's just funny to me. Man, apparently I needed a lot more sleep than I thought I did. I thought I was wide awake and totally rocking tonight, but apparently that is less than accurate. What's up, guys? You're listening to Mother's Milk on WRIR, and here's some Wonder Stuff. I'm going to play some tunes now. We'll be right back. So that was three from the Wonder Stuff. And I have to respectfully disagree with Mr. Reznor. Those tracks were kind of fun. Sort of reminded me of Spirit of the West, a Canadian band, with a little more musically diverse stuff going on there. But even that's kind of unfair to Spirit of the West, because they do a multitude of things musically, I guess. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, that was good. I dug it. Kind of had some almost Celtic stuff going on in a little bit, and nice poppy folk rock type thing going on there. But good stuff. Good stuff. Kind of stuff that makes you feel good. Right, Tommy? Yes. All right, so we're done with Grebo. That was fun. I'm going to spend some more time looking into this scene because the name kind of makes me laugh, and I can't figure out what it means. It's like the British press just randomly developed a word, and that can't be true. They're not word makers. They're word takers. So there has to be some origin for that term. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to do another show that's longer and more in-depth, and it's going to have lots more Papalia itself in it, hopefully. Yeah, anyways, I was listening to early 90s British bands all day, and then I kind of wanted to hear the song off of Richard Thompson album that came out in the early 90s, the first track off of Rumor and Saw. It's called Read About Love. So I thought, hey, let's see if there are any other tracks on this album that aren't God Loves a Drunk, because we have played that a lot here on the show, and we'll play those. So here's three from Rumor and Saw by Richard Thompson. Completely and utterly not Grebo, although, really, kind of almost could fit in all right with the Wonder Stuff. Kind of. Anyways, this next song is hilarious, and I love it. So dig it. And drink up.
That's my daddy when I was 13. But daddy, can you tell me what a lover really means? His eyes went glossy, not a word was said. He put another beer and his face turned red. That's my mother, she acted the same. She never looked up, but she seemed so ashamed. That's my teacher, he reached for the cane. He said, don't mention that subject again. No.
bitterness and lies sting like tears in my eyes. And a thousand lovesick tunes won't wash away the wounds from my mind. You've been seen around, you're a new sensation. You got a better deal and you took his invitation. You've been sitting on his lap and taking his dictation. Oh, but mercy, we used to love all day and drive all night. Jealousy used to whet your appetite. Mercy, we were low as dogs and high as kites. Why must I plead with you, darling? Why must I plead with you, darling? Why must I plead with you, darling? It's already mine. Well, my friends are indiscreet, and I sing myself to sleep. I don't mind the red wine or the pickup line, as long as it's cheap. Oh, I ask you what's what, and you say I'm all yours. I ask who your friend is, and you say it's Santa Claus. I ask you to come home, you say you're tired of being indoors. Oh, but mercy, you know you signed on that dotted line. Oh, mercy, well, you signed yours, I signed mine. Oh, mercy, you said for a tie in the time. Oh, why must I plead with you, darling? Why must I plead with you, darling? Why must I plead with you, darling? Oh, it's already mine. It's already
when the pot empty hit for a swing. I saw you come a reeling in. You had that six pack in a stranglehold. Now you stagger, now you sway. Why don't you fall the other way? 'Cause I've got something here worth more than gold. So don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Red old man with sticky tape and glue. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. And that's my very best advice to you. Call me precious, I don't mind. 78's are hard to find. You just can't get the shellac since the war. This one's the bell tone of brass. Finest label in the land. They don't make them like that anymore. I said, don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Unless you wanna wind up black and blue. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. And that's my very best advice to you. My size, I don't mean to patronize. Honey, let me lead you by the hand. Find a lap or find a chair. You can park it anywhere. Just don't rest your cheeks against my man. I said, don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. That handle, baby, where she goes. I said, don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Unless you wanna wind up black and blue. I said, don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. Don't sit on my Jimmy Shines. That's my very best advice to you.
So that was three from Richard Thompson. You're listening to Mother's Milk on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And about 11 minutes or so, I will be playing this month's episode of Rum Doings. So you got that to look forward to. But first I'm going to try and cram some tunes in. And let's see. I guess I should let you know that you heard Read About Love, Why Must I Plead, and Don't Step on My Joni Shams by Richard Thompson there. And now you're going to hear from some chicks, starting with Those Darwins. This is called A Glass to You. ¶¶
My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
To die.
So we heard A Glass to You by Those Darlings, and then you heard Drunk by Noon by Sally Timms and John Langford. And since I played a John Langford track there, I figured I'd follow it up with something off of To the Last Dead Cowboy, a Waco Brothers record that I just got this week. That was called Too Sweet to Die. Thanks for tuning in. I love you all. Please do stay tuned for Rum Doings. It's sure to be a chuckle. Always a good time. And after Rum Doings, at 3 o'clock, Charlie will take over with The Creepy Side of Love, so you cannot lose.